You've got to do that.
Well, those are the big health benefits of eating pumpkins, so I think go for it.
Uh-huh.
Pretty tough to argue that.
You know, the other level of study will be how the pumpkin spice just by itself affects your health, considering we're all sucking in more pumpkin spice than pumpkin probably these days. But hey, load up on the pumpkin here this Halloween, pie format or otherwise.
Well, and it'll help those unstable atoms, too.
Who cares about the vitamins? We're all about the stability of the atoms.
That's it. Welcome to October 26th, the 299th day of 2022, 66 left to go. We've got some things to get to here, Chuck.
We do.
So let's get to it. First, let's bring in Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. This is Homecoming Week. Good morning, Don.
Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Doing good today. How about you?
Hey, super fantastic. It's Homecoming Week at Emporia State, and got a lot of things going on over the next few days.
I know you do. So how was late night at White last night?
Oh, it was great. Big crowd there last night, a lot of students, a lot of community members. Had some really fun stuff going on early with the three-point contest, dunk contest, some kids games, things like that. And then, you know, as Coach Doey put it, kind of a NBA all-star-like scrimmage there. Not a whole lot of defense, a lot of trying to just throw stuff around, get after it a little bit. But it was a fun night and a great way to get started for basketball season, which will be getting really going for real here in just about a week or two.
Boy, that's crazy.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Well, next week, Lady Hornets will be in Oklahoma, down in Norman.
Yep.
So, yeah, we are off and running. Well, hey, Homecoming Week, Don, what's going on, my friend?
Well, let's start it off tonight. We've got Emporia State Volleyball playing Missouri Southern and Pittsburgh State tomorrow night. Those will be down at White Auditorium, too. So shout out to those guys down at the auditorium that are having to turn it over from basketball to volleyball and have a couple things going on, too. So that'll be good. Now, tonight we'll play Missouri Southern. That'll start at 6 o'clock. And then tomorrow night we'll play Pitt State. That'll be a 5 o'clock start. Part of that is also to help the auditorium staff get things turned around. I know they got some high school volleyball in there over the weekend, I believe.
State high school tournament. Yeah.
Yep, so we'll get that started at 5 o'clock tomorrow. And then Friday, it's going to be a rare Friday for Emporia State Athletics in that we do not have an official game going on Friday night. So that'll be a little bit different. It's kind of crazy. We will, though, for people who are interested, if you want to go down to Welch Stadium in the late afternoon, the Emporia State track and field team will have their Halloween 4x4 on Friday night, which is the track team kind of gets all dressed up, and they run little 4x400-meter relays, and kind of a fun time to watch on that. So that's always good. But that's a little day off. And then Saturday, of course, homecoming football against Fort Hays State, and the Hornets are playing really well this year. They're an exciting team, won 4 straight, playing great on offense, great on defense. Just an exciting team to really watch, and really, in a way, we're kind of in a playoff hunt right now with that team.
Yes, indeed. A lot of implications here. We can see some postseason possibly for Emporia State on the playoff front if they keep this thing rolling. We hope they do so. What time is kickoff Saturday, Don?
Well, kickoff because of homecoming will be at 2 o'clock, so we'll start with our Hornet Walk, which is when the team comes down from their pregame breakfast down to the stadium. That'll start at 11, so make sure you get there. They'll walk down Morse Drive in front of the stadium. That's where you want to kind of meet them and see that. It's always great to have people there, kind of interact with teams as they get ready for that. Tailgating stuff will start at 11:30, live at the Hive. All of that exciting stuff going on in the parking lots there across. Don't forget, just a really fun time with all of that. And then kickoff at 2 o'clock. Halftime will be a little bit longer because we'll be recognizing our outstanding recent graduates, our distinguished alumni, people like that. It's going to be a great time, homecoming royalty, all of those things going on. But 2 o'clock kickoff on Saturday.
All right, yeah, big day. Fort Hays State coming to town. So let's keep it rolling. Speaking of postseason, what's up Sunday, Don?
Hey, Sunday, it is postseason for your Emporia State soccer team. You had a little rough start this year, played one of the toughest schedules in the country. It's the toughest schedule in the MIAA in non-conference, but have been on a roll recently. They've got the number 2 seed in the MIAA tournament, and we will start things off on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock against Northeastern State at the ESU pitch. Again, just an exciting team going on there. Probably have, I'm not sure that this will come out this way, but I would say we do have the number one goal scorer in the MIAA in McKenzie DeMarco. We've probably got the top midfielder in the conference in Hannah Woolery. And then I have no doubt saying we've got the best defender in the country in Joni West, or in the conference for sure, maybe in the country, in Joni Westcoat. So, you know, a big three there that will set up. And they'll be playing on, like I say, Northeastern State, this team we've played several times in the postseason. And if we win that, we'll be moving on to the Final Four. That would be either at Central Missouri if they win, or if Central Missouri gets beat the next weekend, we'd be hosting the MIAA tournament too. So a lot of implications going on. NCAA tournament implications going on here, and just an exciting time. Love to have people come out on Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock for that first round MIAA tournament game.
2 p.m. on the pitch. Hornet football, 2 p.m. at Wild Stadium. A lot of great stuff going on. Don, thanks a lot. Hang in there, my friend.
We will. Thank you. Hope to see everybody out this week.
All right. Don Wiest, Associate Athletic Director, Head of Media Relations, ESU. Hello, preview of all kinds of homecoming sporting activities for the Hornets. Stingers.
Holy cow. Stingers up, yes.
It is 6:46, 38 degrees on our way to a beautiful 65 today, and we are pleased to be joined, as always, on a Tuesday morning, every other Tuesday, by Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Casey, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys doing this morning?
Doing good today. Doing good. Well, you have a lot of Eaketown stuff right here on our doorstep, don't you?
All sorts of things going on at the office. We've got veterans banners that are finally up, so we're posting the map a little later on today. I know we've had lots and lots and lots and lots,
and lots
of questions of where everybody's located at, but we have to wait until all the banners are up before we post the map, so that should go up later today. Have to mention, we've got a fantastic Start Your Own Business class that had another great class on Monday, and we'll be meeting again on Thursday for their ESB Financial-sponsored finance class, all about the money, and we're excited about that group. That is going through, but there's tons of different stuff going on this weekend. Friday and Saturday, this is the first year in the last couple of years that we're bringing back haunted tours, and we're working with a variety of different groups, including Kiwanis and Journeys and the folks that are at Flint Hills Paranormal. That's a new partnership this year, so lots of different opportunities to tour haunted sites and learn the haunted history of some of these different buildings, including some new buildings that we've never had as part of the tour before. So that'll run 9 to 11:30 on Friday and Saturday. Tickets are limited, so you can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and click on the haunted tour link under events, and you can purchase those tickets in advance. If we run out of tickets, we're just out for that particular night, so we encourage people to get their tickets soon.
Get your tickets. Hey, will Flint Hills Paranormal be bringing their ghost-seeking equipment with them, Casey? Do you know?
They've already done all of their different ghost hunting activities at all the different locations, so they'll actually be sharing some of their different findings at some of those different locations. So we're excited about that. They actually pre-did a lot of those different activities at the different sites. So it's really cool. We're excited about their participation, and they've got a series of videos that are linked on our website, so you can check out some of those different areas in advance.
So they'll be revealing ghost data then coming up.
Exactly.
Right. Perfect.
Exactly. All the moans and orbs and everything going on. So it'll be cool. And then Saturday, I know we've said on the show before, only the boring are bored in Emporia, and that's absolutely going to be the case this Saturday. So day-to-day activities kick off at 10:30 by the Hispanics of Today and Tomorrow with their Dia de los Muertos parade. Immediately following the parade, we'll have trick-or-treat. They'll run until about 1 o'clock. There right now, I think we have about 26 different folks signed up to give out candy downtown, and there will be a costume contest. And you can find out more information about that on the Emporia Main Street website. There will be the Day of the Dead Festival immediately coinciding with that runs till 5. And then, of course, ESU Homecoming, where as a Fort Hays State grad, I give a root for the black and gold.
Way to go, Casey. Yeah. Don't straddle
politically,
that. Come on.
It is political season, yeah. And then next weekend we'll have Freedom Fest, so we're excited about that. Lots of different athletic activity on November 5th, and we'll also have our Soldier Care Package Drive that's part of that. So, again, just tons of things that are happening every single week and every single weekend. You can go to EmporiaMainStreet.com and check out all those different activities.
So is the Soldier Care Package Drive on now, Casey?
It is. Okay. We've actually had a number of people that have been dropping things by the office, and we just had an elementary school that asked if they could send letters to the soldiers, and we said, sure, we can send them in the package. So the more the merrier for soldier care packages. We have folks deployed overseas, and we want to make sure that they know that they're appreciated back home.
So quickly, what kind of things are you looking forward to send to the soldiers?
Well, they like things like games, non-perishable items. They take care of them with a lot of the different toiletries and different things, but things that remind them of home. So books and other things that they can enjoy in their off time. Foodstuffs, spices, things like that.
Beef jerky, yes.
Beef jerky. We've had Twinkie sent from home. I mean, lots of different things that remind them of the Emporia area.
Perfect. Boy, so drop those off at Emporia Main Street. That's a great project once again this year. Casey, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, Casey Woods, Executive Director, Emporia Main Street. Plenty going on. Wow. You know, those veterans banners look great downtown, don't they? I guess I should say all over town, not just downtown.
True. Getting up towards the Emporia State campus and other places, too.
I think you had Casey on a story. And what was the waiting list of the veterans banners? I should have asked him when we had him on here. But there's a long list waiting to get on. So we need more space, more room.
we need
banners, don't we?
Yeah, and unfortunately, a logical spot for that would be U.S. Highway 50, but because that happens to be a federal highway, that's pretty much off the table. So, who knows? Maybe Merchant Street becomes a little bit more of a corridor for that because that's a downtown location. And, other areas around, I think it's a White Auditorium, the Lyon County Courthouse on the other side. That would be another possible option as well. We'll see, because definitely there's the demand for it. And my family has veterans, on both sides of the family who we haven't done that yet. We've always wanted to. So we'd like to kind of throw our names in the hopper. But, with that waiting list, it's kind of daunting, to be honest.
All right, speaking of veterans, we'll be chatting with students from UST 252 as their honor flight will be leaving on Halloween to take a great group of veterans to Washington, D.C. to see all the memorials and monuments. So that's a great deal. So we'll be hearing from the students here later on this morning.
Yep.
Right around 8:20. KVOE Live and Local in Two-Way Wednesday morning. Nice to have you tuned in. Ron Thomas, Chuck Samples. And Greg Ray here in the morning, and quickly I read this morning where researchers at City of Hope in Los Angeles, this is kind of a good piece of news, say the first patient has received a new cancer-stopping pill and is healthy and well. Well, hopefully that will lead to bigger and better things.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy cow, that'd be awesome.
Yeah. Golf legend Tom Watson from Kansas City and his wife have announced Monday that they're getting divorced. They got engaged in May and were married in July. And now it's over. Mortgage rates have hit 6.94%. That's a 20-year high. The late Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg will get her own U.S. postage stamp next year. I think that's a good thing.
It makes sense.
As you probably heard yesterday, a Russian court has upheld the 9-year prison term for Brittany Griner. Amazon is going to start letting U.S. customers pay with Venmo.
Huh, okay. What about Cash App?
I don't know.
What other options do you want to throw out there?
Inflation is inspiring consumers, Chuck, to buy now, pay later. Most people do that anyway.
I was going to say.
Buy now, pay later. But at the same time, payment delinquencies are on the rise. Listen to Dave Ramsey this afternoon.
Yeah, that's
he
really
will steer you away from that.
There you go.
I guess. It is 6:54, 39 degrees. Stay tuned. Sports on the way.
Are you tired of cancel culture and wokeism controlling our politics? This is the nonsense we've had to put up with from Laura Kelly and leftist Democratic politicians. Let's return to traditional cancel.